This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hi, everybody, and welcome. My name is Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for joining us, tuning in to the podcast voted best of Rhode Island by the readers of Rhode Island Monthly, the greatest podcast that has hit your pod feed.
Yeah.
Ever. Ever. I'm just going to say that.
We're just going to leave that out. Yeah.
Joe Rogan, forget about you. The only thing that I think would beat it would be any of the 72 other podcasts produced by Blake and Mary Media. Or Mary and Blake Media.
Mary and Blake Media.
MBM.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We are keeping going strong. I tell you what, starting a podcast company pre-COVID, best idea ever.
Seriously.
You get to stay inside your own basement and record. Got this. And people are listening to more podcasts now, too.
Wherever did you get that idea from to start podcasting? I don't know.
Maybe my friend over here.
Yes, as you made me eat a pumpkin. do you remember that?
Eat a pumpkin?
Yeah, you made some kind of... I came over one night to your place. You, Blake, were there and for dinner. It was just me. And we were talking about the podcast. We were talking about a bunch of different stuff. It was towards the end of the whole your time there on Roadshow, and you made like this, like stuffing and all this stuff, like rice and these different stuff. But it was in a pumpkin.
Yes,
and it was good. It was good. And one of the times you went into the kitchen, Blake looks at me and goes, "Man, don't feel bad if you can't stomach. It looks weird to me." And it was good. I mean, it was a recipe
I had made that day on the road show.
Yeah,
yes. I know the exact pumpkin.
Yep,
because I never made it again. Sorry, Ben.
No, it was fine. It was just weird. I never ate anything out of a pumpkin before.
Out of a pumpkin.
So that's
who
okay.
needs a casserole dish when you have pumpkins?
Exactly. Well, nonetheless, folks, we're glad you've tuned in and joined us here. We've been talking about it since March, although we have had, we haven't been as regularly podcasting.
Yeah.
You know, typically we do this on a weekly basis, but we've been talking about it ever since the end of March. And finally, it's here, ladies and gentlemen. The kids are back in school, sort of, in some areas. But for present company here, Mary, your kids are back in school. They've started at a new school. This is a whole new season. How is it going so far?
Oh, it is going exceptionally well. So yeah, my kids are fortunate enough that they get to go off to school. And I didn't know how this was going to go. We spent 181 straight days together.
Right.
A lot of which was mom school when we had our distance learning.
Sure.
Over the summer, I debated homeschooling. I learned all about it. We were planning on distance learning. And then yes, my kids are in a school that is full, like full time back in. Both are kindergartner and second grader. And I got to tell you, I'm loving it.
That's good. I saw a lovely photo from your Instagram feed because they're attending a different school in a different city, and you were able to enjoy some beach time, which was great.
Yeah.
And it's just a great opportunity. So I'm glad to hear things are going well. There's been so many different experiences in and around the state. All I can say is this. I'm not going to be for or against. I'm going to say, parents, you have the ultimate choice. You have to protect your children. You do what's right. You do what feels best for you. And I will wish you all the best in supporting that. We completely understand if you have to make choices, and we support you. And that's all we can do. And that's all we can do for each other, because let's face it, I'm sick of hearing this word, but I'll use it. It's unprecedented.
Yes.
And that's just the way it's got to be. So,
we do want to thank the teachers, like anyone who works in schools whatsoever.
Yep. The teachers the teachers are looking out for the health and well-being of their students, of themselves. They're trying to do everything they can. So, I give them credit, for trying to make this work. Imagine being a teacher where this is your last year. You were planning on this being your last year of school. You've done it for a number of years and you're going to retire. So go into that. That'll make for some interesting stories, I'm sure.
I will say I have been sending in gifts. You know how at the end of the year you usually, you know, send in little, you know, like a gift card to Dunkin' or whatever. I've been
CBD
sending
products.
In a couple. Calm down, my friends.
Exactly.
I actually sent in, like, one of my friends makes lanyards to hold your mask. So when you take it down, it just kind of like, it's almost like where what people use for their glasses to keep their glasses around their neck. So I sent in a couple of those in the school colors. And I'm sending in a couple of gift cards for Dunkin', not just to kiss their butt. Cause let's be real. It doesn't hurt, but like, you don't know if school's going to still stick around for a long time. You don't know what's happening. And as I said, you know, as we were talking about, we have to thank all these teachers and school administrators, cause they're working their tushes off right now.
No, they really are. And that's the thing. That's kind of the mantra I've tried to adapt, because I can be boisterous. I can be loud. I can be vocal. I can be outspoken, but you know, one of the biggest things I think I've taken away from all this is you don't know what the other person is going through. You don't know what people out there are dealing with, how they're dealing with this. And to be quite candid, if you thought the person was thinking one way, or just your knowledge of that person said, oh, this person is probably going to be overprotective of themselves, they're the complete opposites, or vice versa. This is a person who's, you know, like a New Hampshire live free or die, and they're the ones that are taking precautions for whatever reason.
Yep.
I have zero judgment of that person. I say, you know what? You do what you got to do, and I'll support you. I'm not here to tell you what to do. And that's just, that's the kind of deal of it, the deal of it all. But I will say this, Mary.
Yes.
Final weekend of summer this weekend. It already feels like fall. What the heck?
I love it. Hey, you know, I was at Narragansett Beach. Let's see, Tuesday, when we had those massive waves coming on in. The surfers were going wild, but it was 52 degrees in the air temperature.
The water was warmer for sure. That's that's the way it deals with. But I do have the hoodies out. I made the I completed the task, I should say, of reassembling the Jeep, put the top, the doors, the sides back on, and we're just going through it. I've got the hoodies ready, and this is where we're at. But it's still a drought. Christina Ernie from NBC 10 was tweeting this morning or earlier this week, depending on when you listen to this, that we're still in a heavy drought. So be careful if you're having like those little fire pits or your lawn. Because I even noticed it. I did a lot of work on my lawn this year. And just last week, my wife Susan said, she said, wow, really, like, some areas seem to be a little, like, crunchy. And I said, I don't get it. And I didn't think. I mean, I thought it was because it was cooler. It was fine. Yeah. But, yeah, we're still in heavy drought mode. So, nonetheless, it's already feeling like fall. Still got to water. I'm going to be doing some more lawn projects as we go into
I've already gone
weekend.
Apple picking, by the
Have
way.
You?
I've
really?
Done it. We're ready to go for our second round.
What? You going twice?
I love fresh apples.
How many are you eating a day?
Oh my gosh. Me and each of my two kids eat an apple a day, at least. At least one, possibly two.
I mean, are you making a pie at least?
Oh yeah. We've made pies.
Right. Apple turnovers.
I cut up apples and I make like apple pie filling for their oatmeal. I'm all in.
Okay.
I am all into the seasons. Yeah.
All right. This is, ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when you have city girl Mary and country boy Ben.
All powers combined. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. we'll keep you sane because it's certainly not working for me. But that's you've done the apple picking once already. All the farms are out there. I've seen the corn mazes have started up in the various areas, Confrida's, Escobar's, all the different corn mazes, which is a great outdoor activity. If you're going to do it safely, keep your distance, keep a mask on when you're approaching near people and whatnot. And it's certainly that's the time of year. So folks, if there is something out there, if there's a fall activity, if there is something unique out there that you maybe haven't heard us talk about, let us know what it is. Go over to the social media, share it with us, post it up there, send us a message. We would love to hear about it. And I think it's time to get things started, Mary. So if you tuned in while you're on the road working, getting errands done, I'm talking to you, listener, not necessarily Mary, although she's going to be firing off the music in a second. Sit back, listen, enjoy the episode. If you hear something that piques your interest, you know what to do. Go to our website. That's where you'll find all the links and info. you got for us?
Oh, okay. So you know how we have our friends who do all the boat tours, the Providence River Boat Company.
Yes,
I know that you
Tom,
actually got to
Captain
meet
Tom.
Captain Tom. Yeah, and did a carpooling with him. Well, they are going strong. You know, you may not be kayaking the river right now. That season's kind of closed, but they've got a couple of cool things that I wanted to make sure you knew about. They have Twilight River Cruises. So, you know, bathe in the serenity of the softer light. You get to check out the city's architecture, all the beautiful bridges and cobblestones. And while you're doing that, you know, maybe you're going for a date night, maybe you're catching up with a friend, they're also going to give you a complimentary wine or Prosecco from Rhode Island's own Gooseneck Vineyards. It's
very
a really
cool.
great thing. It's not, you know, one of those rowdy booze cruises or anything. It's just a nice thing. So you can book it online. It's a great situation. As I said, date night, catching up with some friends. But if you're ready to get in the spooky spirit, if you're all into the autumnal activities like I am, maybe you've already won apple picking, maybe you've already added your Halloween decor, the haunted boat tours, those are happening back up as well through the Providence River Boat Company. So get to go on the boat, and they're going to tell you all the spooky stories about some of Providence's longest lingering residents as you cruise through the waterways. So whether you want to go for a fun, jovial time or get your spooky on, Providence River Boat Company has got you covered.
Guest appearances may include Buddy Cianci.
Hey,
never know. You never know. No, that's awesome. Hey, Operation Stand Down Rhode Island, they typically do their Stand Down Weekend, which is their quintessential event that actually launched their whole organization. They've done it in the past over in Cumberland, where they actually set up tents. They set up an encampment for those veterans who need services, whether it be legal services, doctors, podiatrists, checkups. They need assistance in getting a job, putting a resume together, whatever. They've done this every year up at Diamond Hill State Park. But due to COVID this year, they are switching it up a bit because they can't do the overnight sleepovers and whatnot. So this year is going to be at Johnston Memorial Park. It's a little bigger of a space, and they're going to be doing it during the day, socially distanced out from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And it's just when I tell you, if you have a veteran in your life, young or old, it is worth it to go to this event because there are veterans there of all ages. Some are on hard times. Some are doing okay. And it's the support. It's the brotherhood. There's a free meal. There's just, you know, everything is, you know, just everybody's working together to help this come together. And it's going to be great. There'll be food, clothing, hygiene products there. There'll be housing assistance, employment services. If you have a claim that you need veterinarian assistance, veterans affairs, not veterinary.
I was like, do you
wrong.
Bring your vet's vet? Vet?
I always get that confused from the Muppets when they had Veterinarians Hospital. if you need legal consultation, if you'd like to file a suit against me for saying veterinary when it should be veteran, I understand you're not alone. Take a number. But seriously, this is a weekend just for you. It is free. Go there. And all you need to bring is your government issued ID card, your DOD card, your DD-214. And members of the military know that is. That's what you need. Go check it out. It's this weekend, Friday and Saturday. And it's over at the Johnston Memorial Park in Johnston, Rhode Island. So go get the help you need. Operation Stand Down. It's a hand up, not a hand out.
Love it. Love it. Hey, you know, Ben and I often talk about Roger Williams Park Zoo and just the park and all the great things that go on there. So we wanted to let you know that their Zoobilee, which is generally like their biggest fundraiser, it's happening tonight, the night that this podcast comes out, Thursday, from 7 to 8, and it's virtual. So normally this is a big old party. They shut the zoo down early. It's an adult-only party. You get to go, eat, drink, and be merry. But of course, because of times right now, things are a little different. So what they're doing is from 7 to 8, you head on over to the Roger Williams Park Zoo Facebook page, and there's going to be a festive, socially distanced party with behind-the-scenes animal encounters, including a peek at the new baby two-toed sloth Beanie.
Oh, wow.
right? So cute. You get to get other surprises and performances. And one of the biggest ways that they're raising money, because remember, you know, during times like this, a lot of businesses have suffered. The zoo especially needs your support. They actually have an online auction going on that you can even check out and I think start to put in some bids for now. You can find out all that information at their Facebook site. But we also wanted to remind you that the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular is taking place as a drive-through. Yes. And you can get your tickets. This is going to be a ticketed event. It is special time slots, as it always, you know, as it has been in this past several years, you always want to get your tickets ahead of time. But especially now, since it's going to be a drive-through, if this is something that you like to do or you want to try on out, it is going to be really cool and different. And to be honest, I've got young kids who I have not taken them on the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular since they've been out of strollers because, mm-hmm. you know, being it later in the evening, I knew that they would get tired and crabby, but I am going to do it as a drive-through.
Sure.
Because I can just have them chock full of snacks. I can keep them in their seats, you know, and they won't be whining the entire time. So, Ben, do you know anything more about the drive-through version of this?
I'm so glad you asked, Mary, and I invite you to tune into Carpooling with Ben this Friday, the day after this comes
not
out.
Not even planned.
Where Dr. Jeremy Goodman, the executive director of the Roger Williams Park Zoo, joins me to talk about all the great things happening over there. Yeah, this is going to be really cool. He talks about how it's going to be literally a drive-through experience. You're going to stay nice and cozy in your car October 1st through November 1st. It is going to be something different, something unique, and something you're going to want to take a part of. Mm-hmm. They'll still have the Laughing Tree with that funky soundtrack, which I did find out you can buy on vinyl.
Oh.
Yes. In case you want to add it to your collection, which I don't know if the good doctor has it, but it's definitely going to be, we'll be talking about it as it gets closer, but it's certainly, certainly a good experience this year and glad to see it. They need the support. They need the help to keep what's going on over there happening. Membership, of course. So everything we talked about,
yes.
that all during the carpooling. So that's awesome. But the virtual Zubilee, that is something special. So
Agreed.
Folks, do you want to take a night, maybe a little bit of time, and just have a good laugh? Well, the Bit Players, they're an improv comedy group, and they are performing on Saturdays at the Newport Blues Cafe. They'll be there this Saturday and next Saturday. And they're an award-winning comedy troupe. They hit the stage with their hilarious improv comedy full of larger-than-life characters, hysterical musical numbers, and it's just quick wit, and it's great. Now, it is suggested that you be an adult. This is something definitely, you know, older crowd. They try to keep it PG-13, but use your own discretion. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Leave the kids at home. Get a sitter. Get a sitter. Find someone to watch the kids. Go out. Have a good time. And take it in over at the Newport Blues Cafe. Now's the perfect time to go down to Newport. The crowds, although they were small, there were crowds. They are gone home.
Mm-hmm.
And now is the time to take advantage of the beauty, the fun, and the laughter of the Bit Players improv comedy over at the Newport Blues Cafe.
Ben and I love to talk food. We just love all the food in the Ocean State. We also love food trucks. So this is just your friendly reminder. It's Food Truck Friday at Roger Williams Park this week. Did you know that, Ben?
Of course I did. Did the sun rise?
Is your tummy already grumbling?
Does the Pope crap in the woods? Of course. Of course I knew that.
Of course, admission is free. We've talked about this a lot. Enjoy over 15 locally owned food trucks and local beer from Trinity Brewhouse. There's going to be live music, and you just pay for what you eat and drink. You know, I've been to these food truck events with my family of four. It's awesome. It's super duper safe. People just wear their masks when they're walking around or waiting in line, and the lines are socially distanced. You get what food you want, and you can go and, you know, have a little picnic in the park. Maybe you want to take a ride in the carousel, hop aboard the train, go to the playground. All things are open. There is pricing for, you know, the carousel or whatever, but you've got the whole park. You can have a smorgasbord of your favorite foods and then chill out in the park for a beautiful evening. So
absolutely.
I wanted to make sure everyone knew about that.
As you make your way around that area, they do ask that you keep the masks on, and that's to be in compliance with the local regulations. And I can tell you, because I've been there a few times this summer with my wife, the people who are there, it's a good crowd. It's a friendly crowd. The food is delicious. They need your support, so go check that out. Yeah, definitely. More so than we like to support the local food industry here in Southern New England and Rhode Island specifically, I like to eat on the food industry here because it's good. It is good, and it's good for you.
Amen. Wicked Rhodey is proud to partner with the United Way of Rhode Island to help spread the word about wonderful opportunities for you, your family, and your friends in ways that you can volunteer in and around the Ocean State.
That's right, folks. And as the official end of summer in Rhode Island here, cooler temperatures and the vibrant colors of autumn leaves begin to appear on the horizon, the local organizations remain in need of one of our state's most important resources. That's you, the volunteers.
That's right. Well, kicking things off, you know, we just talked about the drive-through Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular. Well, they are seeking nightly volunteers through October 1st through November 1st to help the zoo run Spooktacular way to enjoy the Halloween season during COVID. So ticketed attendees will stay safe inside their cars while viewing all of those carved pumpkins, and you will be, you know, safe from those people. So if you like the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular, you can actually volunteer at it.
Absolutely. Save the Bay invites volunteers to participate in its international coastal cleanup effort to clean area beaches and record why they find for inclusion in global research on marine debris. Volunteers may join in a group cleanup or organize their own with family and friends. Just go to savethebay.org/volunteer, or you can contact July Lewis. It might be Judy.
Hey.
They say July. So I'll go with that.
Ms.
Over
Lewis.
At Save the Bay.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Or it could be Jules, as in Julian.
So, I dig it.
Hey, Lewis. Just go with the last name call there over at Save the Bay. And by the way, anytime you do these cleanups, you want to wear closed-toe shoes because...
Agreed.
Yeah, it's just a little... Well, it's getting colder out, so yeah.
It is. But there's also shells, yes. Seashells. Mm-hmm. Hey, do you speak Spanish? Because if so, the Rhode Island Free Clinic is in need of doctors and individuals like you who do speak it. Primary care doctors are sought to help provide free services to the uninsured, and general volunteers are needed to assist with interpreting, answering phones, and COVID-19 patient intake.
If you hate Ben DeCastro, this is the opportunity for you to volunteer, because I don't speak Spanish and you won't see me there because I would be of no service or help. I would be in the way, so you can go do that and do good things and avoid me altogether.
There you go.
I support you, but I can't help, so I'm just going to stay clear. Hey, if you want to learn more about the United Way of Rhode Island or you need assistance yourself, visit their website or simply dial 211. You will get connected to the help that you need. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we said it in the beginning. Everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedrhodeypodcast.com.
That's right. We're also Wicked Social on Facebook and Instagram. So if you're posting photos from in and around Rhode Island, maybe you're going to the beach. Maybe you're soaking up the last weekend of summer. We want to see those photos. Take a hashtag Wicked Rhodey on that photo, and we'll be able to check it out.
You're looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners. We've got great opportunities for you. Actually, there's opportunities on all the Mary and Blake Media podcasts. Just reach out. You reach out to us on Facebook or wickedrhodeypodcast@gmail.com. Get involved, get your message heard, and grow.
That's right. Well, until next time, I'm Mary Larson.
I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Rhodey. We'll have more for you in the future.